What's your zodiac sign?
Oh my God, that is so Sagittarius.
I put the gem in Gemini.
Please, that is such a Leo thing.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to the Ninth House, what I like to call the Relatable Astrology Podcast, where I discuss topics in astrology and share my insights on how you too can use astrology to step into your personal power. What's up, my astrology people, and welcome back to the Ninth House. Today is the eighth episode of my Sun Sign Zodiac mini-series, and in this mini-series, I go over each of the zodiac signs' personalities one episode at a time. And I really break down for you guys the five main building blocks that influence the personality of each sign. And on an astrological point of view, we are going to have a look at what each sign's purpose is in this lifetime. And just to be clear, this doesn't mean your personal purpose, but rather it means the purpose of your zodiac sign, which will then explain why it is in your nature to be the way you are, depending on which sign you fall under. And as well, we are going to have a look at what lesson each sign is here to teach us. And of course, I will be adding my two cents in, giving my advice on how to use your strengths and weaknesses to your advantage. For today's episode, we are having a look at Scorpio sun signs, which I am so excited about because really, I feel like Scorpios get such a bad rep. Like, literally, I think worse than anyone else in the zodiac. I think that people just, I don't know, love to hate on Scorpios. And I mean, in a way, I get it. Like, they have the quote-unquote darkest energy of the zodiac. But really, I feel like Scorpios are just so misunderstood. Just because they're a little darker, it doesn't make them bad. They really are misunderstood. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to dig a little deeper with you guys on Scorpio personalities. And I hope that you guys will enjoy the episode. So, hello, my mysterious little Scorpios. Today's episode is all about you. So when it comes to looking at a sign's personality traits, there are five major aspects to look at. And each of these five aspects represent different properties and energies that will greatly influence the personality of any given sign. And so these five aspects are, number one, the house that it's in. Number two, its element. Number three, its modality. Number four, its ruling planet. And number five, its symbol, of course. And so for the Scorpio, being that it is the eighth sign of the zodiac, then it will hold its place in the eighth house. And its element is water. Its modality is fixed. Its ruling planet is Pluto. And its symbol is the scorpion. And so now that we have all the information that we need, let's break this down piece by piece. The first influencing factor of the Scorpio personality is going to be the house that it's in. And so for Scorpio, as we know now, it's from the eighth house. And so what does the eighth house represent? The eighth house is traditionally it's known as the house of sex, death, and taxes. But it represents so much more than just that. The eighth house represents transformation through death and rebirth, being the death of an old belief system or of an outdated part of your personality. Death in this case doesn't have to mean literal death, but it's symbolic for endings and rebirth from those endings. And so the eighth house represents transformation and regeneration. The eighth house also represents joint resources, inheritance, and the occult. It also deals with obsession, addictions, compulsions, and sex. The eighth house deals heavily with the mysteries of life. And so this is what I meant at the beginning when I said that Scorpios have quote unquote the darkest energy surrounding them. As we see here, the eighth house, it deals with, you know, the heavy aspects of life. And so now seeing what the eighth house represents, how does this affect the Scorpio personality directly? Well, first things first, we can see that being from the eighth house is what gives Scorpio their mysterious vibes, being that they are from the house of mysteries. Being mysterious is natural to a Scorpio and almost always have a hidden agenda. They will only let you see what they want you to see. And as the house of transformation, Scorpio will have a natural ability to reinvent themselves when needed, to let go, to let die old habits or old ways of being that no longer serve them, and to transform into new versions of themselves. Scorpios are really masters of reinventing themselves and rising from their ashes. Scorpios share a closeness with the concept of death. And this is because the eighth house also deals with the occult and the dark side of life. So Scorpios have this lurking in the shadows aura to them. And Scorpios, they want to have deep conversations about your deepest desires, your fears, and they want to know what demons you are dancing with. Because Scorpios are always dancing with their demons. They love to relate to others this way. And what I mean by dancing with your demons is simply what struggles or fears or insecurities that you may have and how you are coping with them in real life. And so Scorpios will have this reputation for being, you know, dark and deep because of this, because they are unafraid to face these demons and to talk about them openly. Which leads us to the fact that the eighth house also deals with anything that is taboo. So no taboo is off the table for Scorpios. Taboo is where they thrive, actually. And speaking of taboo, the eighth house is also the house of sex, which sex is actually a pretty big taboo still nowadays. And so being from the house of sex, this makes for Scorpios to be highly sexual beings. You know, you throw a little bit of mystery, a little bit of taboo, and a little bit of sex, and boom, you get a Scorpio's mysteriously irresistible, seductive glow. Scorpios will always radiate sexual energy that will attract a lot of suitors in their lives. And this is not just an appearance, but Scorpios will indeed walk the walk when it comes to matters of the bedroom. But for them, sex is much more than just physical. You know, for a Scorpio, it's a deep release and exchange of energy. It's a chance to connect to someone on a physical and emotional level very deeply. And Scorpios are all about deep level bonding. And although they are very selective of who they bond with, when they do, they want it to be on a deeper level. You know, they want it to be a really deep bond. And also, to add to the Scorpio personality coming from the eighth house influence, is that the eighth house also represents taxes and joint resources and inheritance. And so this means for the Scorpio that they will often gain money or material goods from other people. So Scorpios will either be really good at managing other people's money or benefiting from other people's money. And they have, a chance to gain fortunes by inheritance. And that's simply because they are from that house, that energy. And so now, moving along to our second factor to consider when looking at the Scorpio personality, and that is its element, which for Scorpio is the element of water. And so maybe the element of water rings a bell if you have listened to the Cancer episode, but let's recap what the water element represents. And so the water element is one of intuition, of emotions, and sensitivity. So when you think of the element of water, think just like a river, fluid, flowing, and deep are the emotions of those who fall under the element of water. And so here we can see that the element of water is going to give Scorpio a very sensitive and emotionally driven side to them. As I mentioned before, Scorpios are always looking for deep level bonding, and being from the water element, this means deep emotional connections. Just like any water sign, Scorpio wants to feel their emotions are safe in the hands of their loved ones. And because they are from the element of emotions, this means that Scorpios will make devoted partners who will always be able to handle your feelings and emotions with compassion. Unless, if you make the mistake to cross a Scorpio on an emotional level, well, then you're fucked. No, I mean, like, I'm joking. Well, not really, but what I mean is that a Scorpio, more than any other sign, will feel personally attacked if you betray them on an emotional level. And because they place such value on deep bonds, if you betray this bond that is based on shared emotional loyalty, then a Scorpio will see this as the ultimate treachery, and that will be the end of you to them. This is also due to the influence of their symbol, the Scorpion, which we will get into in just a bit. But basically, a Scorpio will be quick to cut you out if you betray them in the slightest of ways, and will sting you on their way out. Yes, Scorpios are known to be extremely vengeful, and one of the best ways to do so, you guessed it, is emotionally, meaning that they will often resort to emotional manipulation and emotional abuse to get revenge. And I know that sounds bad, and that's definitely one of the reasons why a lot of people hate on Scorpios so much, but listen, everyone has their defaults, and that is Scorpios. But now that you know, it's just up to you to be diligent on your level of promised commitment to a Scorpio. You know, they just don't take that shit lightly, and that's all. And I know I'm going off on a tangent right now, but just to say, for example, like, I always loved Scorpios in my life. They are so deep and caring and loyal and fun, and I absolutely love my relationship with Scorpios. But I have never personally kept a very close-knit relationship with any of the Scorpios in my life, because as a Sagittarius, I have always been upfront and honest about what level of emotional commitment I am able to give to them. And one thing about Scorpios is that they will always respect your honesty. They truly value the truth. And so you don't have to hate on Scorpios for being mad or hurt if you're not as emotionally involved as you let on. You just got to be upfront about your intentions, and then, you know, you'll avoid the sting of a Scorpion. Okay, so tangent over. Let's get back on track. As a water sign, a Scorpio's emotions, they run deep and they must be handled with care. And for Scorpios, protecting their emotions is the number one priority to them. And so by trying to keep their emotions protected, Scorpios develop a suspicious instinct, you know, often resulting in irrational jealousy, both in friendship and in romantic relationships. And this goes again back to what I was saying before, that Scorpios are all about deep bonds. And sometimes this need for deep bonds creates this desire to be the deepest bond or the only bond that you can have. And so they become insecure and suspicious about your intentions, and this leads them to jealousy when they see you, quote unquote, bonding with someone else. This is why they have a reputation for being so intense. And also, being a water sign, this makes for Scorpios to be highly, highly intuitive. And so they may come off as suspicious, but a Scorpio can't help it. It's just their intuition is always guiding them. You know, literally, Scorpios can be considered the detectives of the zodiac. When their suspicious and intuitive nature meet, nothing can slip under their nose. The same way that Cancer water signs will just know how you're feeling, a Scorpio will just know when you're lying. Scorpios really are the FBI of the zodiac. And now, looking at our third influencing factor of the Scorpio's personality is their modality. And so, what does the word modality mean anyway? Well, when you think of the word modality, think of the word mode. So think of an on mode, an off mode, a sleep mode. A mode is simply a state in which you are in naturally. And so for the Scorpio, its modality is fixed. So this is the third time we are having a look at the fixed modality, as it is also shared by Taurus and Leo. So again, to recap, what does the fixed modality mean? The fixed modality is quite rigid in nature. And the purpose of the fixed modality is to secure and stabilize what the cardinal modality has initiated. And so someone of fixed modality is going to have a hard time making adjustments and changes to their lives. They're going to be pretty stubborn and can be quite unforgiving. But this is also what makes them to be extremely loyal individuals. And so once again, with this fixed modality, we can see that a Scorpio's unforgiving nature is reinforced. Being a fixed modality means for Scorpio that they will be extra stern when it comes to loyalty and commitments. But in return, you can be sure that a Scorpio will provide unwavering loyalty, both in friendships and in relationships. And if you prove your loyalty to a Scorpio will literally die for you. Okay, maybe I'm being dramatic again, but seriously, Scorpios will always go above and beyond for the ones that they truly deeply care about. And so if you're looking for a friend who always has your back, sticks up for you, keeps all your secrets, and goes to the ends of the world for you if needed, then Scorpio is the friend for you. And this is what I mean by I think that Scorpios are just really misunderstood and have a bad rep, because this is what a Scorpio is truly like: loyal and loving and true. And of course, this is all contingent on the fact that you treat them the same in return. That's the downfall. However, as mentioned before, it's precisely this trait, this fixed modality, that makes Scorpios so unforgiving. And so to the fixed modality, things are just always going to be black or white. There are no gray zones, which means not much room for error. And so this is also why the Scorpio will either love you or hate you. There is no in between. Having a fixed modality means for Scorpio that they are very determined individuals. Determination is one of the greatest strengths of a Scorpio. And so Scorpios will truly be relentless when it comes to pursuing their goals and their desires. And if you get in their way, be prepared to face the ruthlessness of a Scorpio. They are known to be quite rude and quite cutthroat when you get in their way. They are not easily defeated and they will not quit till they get what they want. Quitting is simply not an option for Scorpios. And this fixed modality means that they have incredible follow-through and they will bring any project to completion. And so when they are passionate about something or when they have a vision for something, the Scorpio has the power to make an empire out of it. And naturally, being from a fixed modality, a Scorpio will be very stubborn. They like things to be done their way, and they like to have control. Control is one of their deepest desires, and they don't like to be told no. And so if they believe that things are to be a certain way, then there is no way you can convince them otherwise. This is simply the Scorpio's fixed nature. And so now let's have a look at our fourth influencing factor of the Scorpio personality, and that is its ruling planet, Pluto. So originally, Scorpio was ruled by Mars, just like Aries. But today, Pluto is the ruling planet for Scorpio, with Mars as its second in command as ruling planet. Which means that the energy of the planet Mars still has some influence on Scorpio to a lesser degree, but Pluto is the main ruling planet and the main influencing planet here. And so Mars was the planet of passion, aggression, sex, and war. And Pluto is the planet of transformation, regeneration, and rebirth. The planet Pluto represents a new approach, a new perspective through the transformation and evolving of old ways. And so here, what the two energies bring to Scorpio personality is one, starting with the energy of Mars, is that Scorpio is going to be a very passionate person. So passionate that they are often, their energy is often mistaken for the energy of a fire sign. But no, they are a water sign, as we know. They just are driven by an intense passion. And so this obviously comes as no surprise at this point after everything we've just covered on Scorpio. You know, they are just passionate beings, passionate in love, passionate in sex, passionate in anger, passionate in jealousy, passionate in pursuing their goals in relationships. And being from the eighth house of sex and Mars being the planet of sex, this makes Scorpios the quote-unquote most sexual sign of the zodiac. But now, focusing on Pluto, the planet of transformation and regeneration, well, again, we see that this too brings forth intense energy. A Scorpio will have great power and potential for rising from their ashes. They take all adversity and they use it to transform themselves. And so what I mean by this is that a Scorpio will take a difficult situation such as a devastating breakup or a rejection from a job or a person or a school or a death or a traumatic event of some sort, and through that they will grow and evolve into a different version of themselves. And so, you know how when sometimes something so devastating happens to you and you just think to yourself, oh my God, I'm never going to get over this, or this is just going to kill me. Like, I'm just never going to be the same. I don't know what to do. Well, this is precisely in those moments that a Scorpio will find the inner strength to process through the situation and leave behind what no longer serves them, making them reborn. There's a new perspective, a new way of seeing and doing things now. What was before is dead, and now this is rebirth. This is regeneration of the self. And so that's what the planet Pluto brings to the Scorpio personality. It gives them alternate perspectives on life and the ability to regenerate and to keep not only surviving, but evolving no matter what is thrown their way. But the downfall of rebirth is, of course, that destruction must come first. So Pluto's influence on Scorpio can be particularly difficult for the simple fact that it does imply destruction. One must destroy old ways to make room for new ones. And so through this process of destruction, sometimes Scorpios have a tendency to self-destruct. Scorpios will need to be careful when it comes to handling their self-destructive habits, and especially when it comes to substance abuse and self-inflicted pain and negative self-talk. And this is not to say that all Scorpios do this, absolutely not. This is just to say that Scorpios have a self-destructive tendency, and so these are some of the most destructive ways in which they can show up for you if they do at all. And so this self-destructive trait is also what gives Scorpio their tendency to tolerate abusive relationships of sorts, in the case that these relationships arise for Scorpio, depending on how deep the Scorpio deems their bond to this person. But the Scorpio's self-destructive side will tend to accept the abuse, and in return they're just going to indulge in some good old-fashioned revenge, which I think is precisely the cycle Scorpio is meant to bring destruction to, and to transform and to renew. The idea of transformation and rebirth through destruction is to let go of old versions and parts of yourself that no longer align with your path. That's the destruction. The destruction of ideas and beliefs and values, not the destruction of the self. And so keep that in mind, my Scorpios. Keep that in mind. And now finally, last but not least, our final influencing factor of the Scorpio personality is their symbol, the scorpion. Tom, tom, tom. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist, guys. Okay, so the scorpion is symbolic for being self-reliant, defensive, cautious, vengeful, powerful, secretive, and mysterious. And so let's dig a little deeper with that. A scorpion is truly an amazingly complex creature that is hell-bent on survival. The scorpions live in such a hostile environment, and they need to be strong to survive them, making them, you know, very resilient creatures. And so a scorpion is always aware of their surroundings and alert for upcoming danger. Scorpions are aggressive and extremely self-protective. And so as symbolism, this is why Scorpios are naturally very defensive and cautious in nature. You are cautious of people because you never know if they are out to get you. Scorpios know the dangers that lurk in the world, and they're not about to be taken down by any of them. And so they're always keeping an eye out for who can be out to get them. They don't trust people easily, and this can be even in family relations, friendships, relationships, business partnerships. They will make sure to do a thorough analysis of your intentions towards them, and then will decide whether to attack or not. Scorpions, the animal, not the sign, they crawl in the deep, dark corners for shelter. And they strike when you least expect it. And so Scorpios have this patient, strategic mind, planning steps ahead, kind of like a game of chess, to eventually pull a checkmate on their opponents. Scorpios, you're patient when it comes to your plan of action. You are masters of silently planning your revenge in an undefeatable way. Scorpios always have a hidden agenda, whether it's for planning their revenge or simply planning their triumphs. Either way, a Scorpio will always keep their cards close to their chest. And once again, being cautious of others' intentions, a Scorpio prefers to execute their plans in a secretive manner. And so being secretive naturally brings an enigmatic nature to them that attracts people to them. You know, they seem so mysterious, so intriguing to others. And so scorpions truly are the symbol of mystery and mysteriousness. And also, scorpions are deadly animals that have a sting at the end of their tail, which is venomous enough to kill much bigger predators with one sting, making them truly a powerful creature themselves. And so this is all symbolic for the Scorpio's personality. As the Scorpion himself, you, my Scorpios, have a powerful nature to you. And it would be your opponent's greatest mistake to underestimate you. And so now that we have gone over the details of each influencing factor of the Scorpio's personality one by one, let's kind of put this all together to create an overall Scorpio character storyline. And so it goes like this. Scorpios are the detectives of the zodiac. They are always looking beneath the surface of things, digging deeper. They want to know and share the deepest, darkest secrets of your soul. Scorpios have a high sense of intuition and instinctively know if you are lying to them or not. If you do lie, be prepared for the revenge of the Scorpio. Being the Scorpion, they have a tail ready to sting back. And if you know a Scorpio, then you know you don't want to be on their blacklist. They have a magnetic and mysterious aura that is irresistible to others. They are very secretive, preferring to keep their personal affairs to themselves. What you see from the Scorpio exterior is much less than what they are holding inside. They will only show you what they want you to see. On their end, they prefer to analyze people and situations, taking mental note of everything and saving it for a later use. In relationships, they are loyal and very protective and possessive of their partners. They can feel rages of jealousy if left feeling insecure by their partner. For a Scorpio, commitment and loyalty is for life and does not take it lightly if you betray them in any way. Scorpio will be extremely selective of who they let close to them, but once you make it in their inner circle, you can be sure to have a loyal companion for life. Scorpios are also highly sexual beings. Sex is one of Scorpio's main outlet for passion and deep connections. Yes, Scorpios are very passionate beings who radiate sexual energy. As the sign representing death and rebirth through deep transformations, it is common that Scorpio gives off triggering vibes to others, often being referred to as intense. They have a closeness to death and topics that seem taboo to others. Scorpios are also extremely determined to get what they want, making them an almost impossible opponent to defeat. They will say or do whatever it takes to get there, causing them to have a ruthless attitude towards others around them. And so a Scorpio will need to be aware of their more challenging personality traits, as Scorpios can be manipulative, mischievous, jealous, and controlling at their worst. The shadowy side of Scorpios can fuel them to a relentless desire for control. However, Scorpios must be careful of their desire, as your power-hungry ego can lead you to the risk of poisoning yourself. And so now that we have broken down the five aspects one by one, and we have put it all back together into a short little storyline, what have we learned about the Scorpio personality, and what can we see? Well, we can see that Scorpios are going to be mysteriously seductive people whose aura will either be altogether alluring or triggering. We know that they are highly sensitive and defensive people. We know that they're going to be extremely self-reliant and cautious of others, that they are sensitive, that they are vengeful, and that they are resilient. We know that they are very powerful people who will be very determined to get what they want. They are strategic and plotting, but they also seek very deep connections and are extremely loyal to their loved ones. And they have an intense power to transform their adversity into their greatest strengths. And so now let's have a look at the purpose of the Scorpio in the zodiac, because yes, all zodiac signs have a purpose and is here to contribute to the world in their own way, as well as to teach us a lesson along the way. And so the purpose of the Scorpio is to transform adversity and shortcomings into their greatest achievements and advantages. The deeper a Scorpio is able to get into the darkest corners of their soul, the higher they will be able to raise themselves towards that light. With their ability to perceive things from a deeper angle and their intuitive connection to the higher consciousness, Scorpios are here to lead the way in our quest for transformation. As humans, we are ever changing and evolving, and often our evolution, our growth, comes from hardship. For those things to change, first, they need to go through a transformation, therefore implying destruction. And so Scorpios carry the heavy burden of using their power of transformation to release lower vibrational energies in their lives and to give way for new and soul-fulfilling vibrations. Scorpios are well aware of their powerful nature, and they're always torn between using it for good or for evil. However, it is only when they match their power to the frequency of love that a Scorpio will solidify their connection to the universe and will be able to achieve things that would surprise even them. The lesson that Scorpio is here to teach us is to harness that power and passion deep within us and to use it to transform both ourselves and the world around us. Scorpio is here to teach us that death and rebirth as a part of transformation is necessary for our personal growth and to evolve into our maximum potential. However, because of their nature, Scorpio's desire for power and control will come to bite them in the ass, as they're so focused on the outcome that they miss the process. And it is in the process that all the magic happens for them. It's through the transformation process that Scorpios gain insight on the true nature of their power and ultimately gain control over their lives. If they fail to transform themselves and the darker, shadowy parts of themselves, then a Scorpio will never reach fulfillment because they will be forever chasing their unquenchable ego. And so here's where my advice comes in. Here's my little 2 cents for you, my Scorpios. First of all, you are here to accomplish great things, as we all are, yes, but you, my Scorpios, have this incredible gift of transformation and regeneration. And I know this may not seem extraordinary to you because this is natural for you. But for the rest of us, going through trying times is not always as much of a powerful growth point as it is for you. When some of us go through tough times, some of us will succumb to the darkness, but not you, Scorpio. You always come out on top, no matter how terrible the situation or circumstances were. And that's because this is your gift, because this is your natural ability. It's innate inside you. You have more power than any other zodiac sign to completely transform yourself from your lowest point to your most successful self. And ultimately, this is what you strive for all your life, to achieve success and power over your life. However, for that, you need to surrender to the process of transformation. You need to let go of your darkness to embrace your light. And so my advice is that you question yourself more often. I mean, after all, you are the detective. You're better than a freaking FBI at investigating. And so use that FBI agent skills of yours and channel it into investigating yourself. When you catch yourself desiring to gain power over others or to control every aspect of your life, ask yourself the deep questions. Why is this feeling arising? What insecurity is this reaction trying to cover up? How can I tend to my insecurities and transform it into my strength? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. And by focusing on controlling you and your emotions instead of others, you will see that just like magic, everything else around you will just align to your desires effortlessly. Remember, Scorpio, you are here to transform your hardships and adversities into your greatest strength and power. And only through the process of transformation can you reach your goals. So in order to stay away from false feelings of power, aka when you're trying to have power over others, which is ultimately blocking you from achieving your true potential, my advice to you, Scorpios, is to really investigate yourself, to dig deeper into your soul and face your demons as bravely as you could, to make way for that undefeatable power that lies within you. And I'm telling you, my Scorpios, if you choose goodness, if you choose to make the necessary transformation, you will be successful. You will be powerful. You will have control over your life. It is just the way it is. It's written in the stars for you. Written in the stars. You get it? No, but seriously, this is just Scorpio's thing. Scorpios crave power, and true power comes to the Scorpio by overcoming their shadow self. This is the only way. If not, remember, Scorpios, you always run the risk of poisoning yourself with your own venom. So yeah, investigate yourself. When you are feeling those shadowy energies, such as your desire for control, power, or jealousy, or revenge, then ask yourself the tough questions and ask yourself, how can you transform that shadow into the light? You have so much inner power, Scorpio. Use it wisely. And so that's what I have for today's Scorpio episode. But before I let you guys go, as always, I want to share with you guys some Scorpio celebrities so that you can relate and that you can know who your Scorpio brothers and sisters are. And so, wow, when I was making this list, I realized there are so many Scorpio celebrities that I absolutely love. But yeah, okay, so the list is, we have Leonardo DiCaprio, Ryan Reynolds, Drake, Katy Perry, Julia Roberts, Joaquin Phoenix, Kris Jenner, Kendall Jenner, and Caitlyn Jenner, which, talk about transformation there. We have Bill Gates, Winona Ryder, Willow Smith, Matthew McConaughey, Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, Rachel McAdams, Anne Hathaway, Gerard Butler, Danny DeVito, Owen Wilson. And yeah, I'm going to stop the list there because there was just so many, like I said. But these are absolutely all of my absolute favorite actors, singers, actresses, whatever. Love them. So yeah, be proud, my little Scorpios. And so that's what completes today's 8th episode of my Sun Sign Zodiac mini-series, and I hope that you guys enjoyed digging a little deeper into the Scorpio's personality, and I hope that maybe you guys can see where Scorpios are coming from a little bit better now and cut them a little bit of slack. For the next episode, we are going to have a look at Sagittarius sun signs. Yay! No bias here, guys, I promise. But in all seriousness, I am so excited for the Sagittarius episode because obviously I'm Sagittarius and I'm excited for you guys to be able to get to know me a little better from my sun signs perspective. I think it's kind of cool. Anyways. And so yeah, if you guys are enjoying the podcast, don't forget to click subscribe so that you never miss an upcoming episode. My mission is to help you guys transform into the best versions of yourselves through my knowledge of astrology. And so astrology is really a powerful tool that has changed my life. And if you feel like you are gaining any value or any knowledge from this podcast, please let me and the rest of the world know by leaving a rating and a review for the podcast. This helps me so much to grow my podcast organically, and it helps the podcast visibility for others who are seeking this kind of content. And so, as always, if you guys wish to message me privately with any questions or comments, you can do so by email. My email is listed in the show notes below. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram at the Ninth House Podcast. And while you're there, you can always give the page a follow and a share if you want to. All right, guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you lots. Have a nice day. Bye.